let's get some praise, let's get some worship, let's get some singing going on. All right. This is Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. Welcome to Thursday night. Karen, hold on a second. This is the advantage of Thursday nights for those of you watching, especially for those in the studio audience.
Just like doing the last line intro?
Yeah. It's actually, she started in my heart. We're doing the last two lines.
Yeah, that's right.
The
last two lines.
I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. My heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessing. There's a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. Thursday night. Well, welcome to practice. Thursday night
practice.
You were
doing practice. A swing. Like you were doing a
part of the
swing thing.
We're not used to a tempo like that, Karen.
Before it was kind of like...
Oh, I've got to say.
Right,
now this one...
Slow, yeah.
All right, Brandon, this one is capo too.
I like that.
I think, yeah, it is.
It didn't help my progress of trying to learn a solo.
Okay, now
no
we first heard the... Actually, this next song is called Step Into the Water. It's written by Kirk Talley. All over the first time I heard it, I think it might have been, was it the Gaithers I first heard do this? Was it? It was the Gaithers? Yeah. I'm not sure I remember on that, how it was set up. Because God is good. All right, we ready on this, Brandon? You want to count us off here?
Step into the water, way out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Children,
step into the water, way out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stood up for what is right. It's time to square our shoulders back and raise our sword to fight. For the Bible is my weapon, the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. Oh,
step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Children, step
into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's victory for the Christian who walks a narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus, to be all that I should be, so I can live it forever, to live eternally.
Oh,
step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Instrument, any instrument. No, Karen, we're not going to do that one. We'll go right over. Yeah, we're going to skip out of here. Do you know that one? Because we're trying to figure out who knew that song. Oh, you're not part of the committee that picks those? That picks those songs? Well, welcome to those watching on Facebook Live also. Glad you're here. Got a few more songs. We're going to have a little message. Some prayer requests, all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, you got good testimonies for us tonight, Linda? Oh, you like the name of the song. That's right. Oh, you do? Good. Good. All right. Well, the pastor's message is talking about, let's see.
No capo.
No capo. Let's see. On Sunday, the pastor's message is called A Word That Is Alive. So we had to pick a song. It had some life to it. So how about God's not dead? He's surely alive. Yeah, well, let's see how we can pull this one off.
No, not at all.
So bold to be.
truly alive. He is living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide. My faith is dead, I need a resurrection somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring, he's roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar. The sound of revival. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Song. Awesome. Bethany's giving comments. Woo. Loving that song. Yeah, we do too. How good. How good is God? Yeah, let's do this. Let's why not? Why not? Why not? It's called Spirit of the Living God. And I added a few verses to it.
Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me. Power of the Living God. living God, Father, fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, Father, fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, Father, fresh on me.
Amen. Now in your hymnal, that's only the one verse. But for closing hymn, I thought that was a little short, so we decided to lengthen it. And now they're telling me it's too long, but that's okay. They'll get over it. Because there's power in grace. There's power in love in the Spirit. You ready on this one, Brandon? Okay, this will be our last song here. Then we'll get into a message, get some prayer requests. If Facebook is correct, which I don't think it is, because I'm seeing more that say join that show showing, but the show's 6 or 7 right now, viewing live. Okay, drummer. You're doing the first thing.
First verses.
You want me to do it with you?
I can try the first verses.
I'll be ready to jump in, but I'll take care of the second page.
Yeah, everybody on course.
Okay, now I put Christian lyrics to this song.
Eventually.
It's called 50 Ways to Save Your Brother. You'll recognize it.
Blessings are for us, 'cause you don't need to go much. Jesus has the healing.
finally.
All right, all we have to do is that.
Trying to figure out an
time.
Ending. And we found one. Yeah. Say, better each time is right. Give me a moment to slip on the other microphone here. Okay, let's see. Is it? Can you hear me now? I would think that's a yes.
Simon.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. Remember Simon and Garfunkel? Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel. You know, I played that for, let me grab a Bible here real quick. I played that for some people, some of the younger generation at where I work, and none of them knew. That's like, I'm getting way old, I guess. Yeah. Well, they knew Simon and Garfunkel, and these were musical guys, all right? These were... Yeah, I know. It's well, maybe they don't know it by its title, right? Oh, wow. Thursday nights, welcome. And you know, like we all know, some nights God gives me a message on my heart, and other times we're opening this thing up. So now I got a combination of it. So let's just see what, let's see if God takes me where I need to be. Definitely got to be in the New Testament, so I'll lean toward this direction. How in the world did I get to that? That's not even New Testament. Probably what I needed to read, though. Oh. Maybe. Ooh. This is good. Acts. Let's see what God's message is today with Acts. Acts chapter 10. Cornelius calls for Peter. And actually what really caught my attention was actually what happens within this chapter. With Peter's vision, but we'll start at the beginning of the chapter of Acts 10. All right. So Cornelius calls for Peter. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion, and what was known as the Italian regiment. Army dude, right? He and all his family were devout and God-fearing, and he gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Pretty cool dude. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear, saying, What is it, Lord? He asked. And the angel answered, Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter, who is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. And when the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. And he told them everything of what happened and sent them to Joppa. Now we got the ground floor laid, right? Okay, here's what's happening. Cornelius calls for Peter. So now we're getting into Peter's vision. So about noon the following day, they were on their journey and approaching the city. And Peter goes up on the roof to pray. And Peter became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, Peter fell into a trance. And Peter saw the heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told Peter, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Peter replied. I've never eaten anything impure or unclean. Because you remember God had declared certain types of animals and that unclean. Through the Old Testament. So Peter, Jewish, you know, said, no, I've never done this. But God tells him to. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back up into heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of this vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. And they called out, asking if Simon, who is known as Peter, was staying there. And while Peter was still thinking about this vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up, go downstairs, do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So Peter went down and said to the men, I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come? And the men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come with us to his house so that he could hear you and hear what you have to say." So then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. So now we've moved on to verse, where are we going to 20, into 24, Peter at Cornelius' house. So the next day, and for those who might be joining in late, we're at Acts 10. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along. And the following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. And as Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up and said, "Stand up. I'm only a man myself." So talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. And he said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew," remember Peter's a Jew, "to associate with a Gentile or visit him." So Cornelius and all of them were Gentiles. "But God has shown me that I am not to call any man impure or unclean." Remember the vision? Remember when God was talking about that? "So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask, why you sent for me?" That's a fair question. So Cornelius answered, "4 days ago I was in my house praying at this hour, and at 3 p.m, suddenly a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. So send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the house of Simon the tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. And now we are all here in presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you tell us.' So then Peter began to speak. He said, 'I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right.'" Isn't that cool how that vision worked out? So he sees this sheet coming down, right? All the animals, all the things that God had declared unclean in the Old Testament. And now God made it clear. He said, "Take, eat. Don't tell any. If I make it clean, it's clean." So he's declaring that the Gentiles here are made clean. So it says, "You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling them the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee and after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with them." It's one of my favorite verses, where he says that Jesus was healing all, not some, all, who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. I'm on verse 39 of Acts 10. "We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and called him to be seen. And he was not seen by all people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, and by us who ate and drank with him and after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people, to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as a judge of the living and the dead." That's well worth rereading. That's verse 42 of Acts 10. "He commanded us," Jesus, "commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. So all the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. And the circumcised believers who had come with him, Peter was astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out even on the Gentiles. Right? And at this point, the gift of the Holy Spirit would be, as it says in the next verse, 46, "For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And then Peter said, 'Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.' So he ordered that they be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ." And then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Made clean. Is that cool? Lord knows we're filthy rags, aren't we? Romans 3:23, right? "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So every day we need that cleansing. We need that cleansing power from Jesus. And but that's awesome that God showed Peter. He says, "Hey, look what I'm doing here, Peter." He says, "I am making you clean. I'm making the Gentiles clean. Because of Jesus, anyone who believes in Jesus is made clean." And the other thing that's important through there that we note is that Jesus declares that he doesn't show, God doesn't show favoritism, right? He's not showing favoritism. He's saying, hey, I'm going to treat all you guys the same. He said, I want to love you. I want to bless you. I'm going to make all this stuff happen for you. But there's all these things that just keep coming against us every day. I had a guy today that I prayed with. Best way to describe it, he felt like he was under attack. That's the only way he could describe it. Because he's normally a very good-natured, easygoing guy, but he just had some things that were just eating at him. And we talked. And I said, you know, when the enemy is testing us that hard, that's usually in preparation for something greater that you're about to do. Because the devil wants to discourage you. All right? So a lot of us are enduring these type of things. We're being tested. All right? We're being tested, and sometimes tested to our limit, right? It's like, oh, Lord, how much more? But yet the Word tells us that God's not gonna let us be tempted and push farther than we can handle. Because He knows where we are. He knows where we are in our faith. He knows. But He wants us to grow. He wants us to grow in Him and trust in Him. So I had the privilege of praying with this person, and God's peace moved. It moved. He kind of just felt a lot of the junk going. So I'm going to get some prayer requests here local. We'll pick up some here that's under. Yes, Cindy, I see that on there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to come back to some of this stuff on here. It seems like I never have a piece of paper when I need it. So I'm going to grab a piece of paper. So I got one. So Tom, tell us how things have been. Tom, how was your week, Tom? Man, 3 weeks in a row? Almost 3 weeks in a row of being almost quiet? Okay, Noah. So the one lung is not inflating properly, they said, for Noah. No, so Noah had, he's 9 years old, had a double lung transplant. And that was, I'm losing track of days. Has it been 3 weeks by now? Okay. Yeah, but we still lifting up Noah for the, for making those lungs work. So God is good. How's your lovely bride? Is she doing all right? She's doing well. That's good. God bless her. All ready to go to Florida. Okay. Debbie, how's your world?
There.
Okay.
I don't know if I told you, but I announced that I'm retiring.
You officially announced you're retiring. And when's that going to be? When are you going to retire?
June 22nd.
That's right. You did say that. June 22nd. Yes. That's my daughter's, Melody's birthday. June 22nd retirement. That's awesome. So are you gave the thrill of training someone to replace you, or does that not work? That now it works at where you?
That's not how it
works.
However, we're going into a new system, so everyone is going to be doing something new.
Yeah.
But I'll be there a month when they switch over.
Okay.
And able to.
Oh, you said they're going to a new system?
Yes.
Good time to retire.
So I will be there a month to help my team try to make.
Oh, good. You'll help them on the transition. That's awesome. That's how it should be. Always good to leave on a good note. How's Sandy doing?
Sandy's doing very well.
And Leroy?
She's back at work, and she hardly limps.
Good.
She's doing very good.
Knee replacement worked for her. Okay, yeah. Good. And Leroy? Need to lift up Leroy. Which part? He's got a couple of them. I know has been.
I think emotionally and the fear of what's next. They have to decide how to do this treatment.
Right.
And at first there was going to be no treatment. And now he's.
So now he needs more treatment. Okay.
They're hoping that he will qualify for a study.
Yeah.
That would be less invasive and only every 3 weeks he takes.
Right.
So if he does not, then they they have to decide.
Okay.
And he has to decide if he wants to.
So decisions on treatment, wisdom on treatment. Wow, just healing, actually, when we talk about treatment. All right, so we're going to pray that he doesn't even need these treatments, that God takes care of him. And that was heart and kidney, I think, was it?
Well, basically, now they're worried about his kidneys.
Kidneys, okay. No, I understand that. How's your world, Linda? You had a testimony you were going to share, didn't you?
Yes.
What's your testimony?
The name was yesterday. My friend, Tanya, is going to have a baby.
Yeah.
For her friend. And he told me not to tell anybody. Oh. He didn't want anybody to know because he don't want to say in the office.
Okay. But you're excited about the blessings of new life for a friend, huh?
I did.
Okay.
And when I found out about it, because he told me, and I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I said, can I name one? Because I was excited. But she didn't remember that. I did.
She's going to jump in on that. That's good.
So yesterday, Debbie told me that she's in the hospital. Because she... And so,
right.
So she's been in the hospital since Easter,
and we didn't know it. We just found it out yesterday.
How many months pregnant is she?
She's 30 weeks.
30 weeks. 30. Okay.
And she needs to go to 34 to protect the children. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The babies.
Oh, how many? Two.
34.
Two. No. How many? Sorry. Oh. Two babies. Twins. Twins. Nice.
And so we went to her, and she was surprised. She was surprised we came to her.
She was surprised. Oh, good. Good for you. Give her encouragement, right? Good. That's awesome. That's what we're called to do.
And then another thing is, I told you Sunday, my piece going to the auction.
Right. Good of a artwork at the auction, right?
Tuesday,
Linda likes to draw.
We went to a building and spoke for the pieces. And when we spoke for the pieces, they in the office. But I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
The first year.
Right. Auctions are fun.
So
art auctions.
It was two pieces got the highest number.
And yours was one of them?
Yes.
Awesome. You got voted as... Voted to be, of the ones that were going, they thought yours would be worth the most, huh?
Yeah.
Or get to fetch the most.
And
that's awesome.
Am I going to be blessed?
You're an artist.
Yeah. Out of there are 30 pieces going to the auction.
Nice.
We received the second
highest. Out of 30, yours was the second highest as far. That's fantastic. That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's a blessing. That's awesome.
And then the next thing was, I had a dream and I was in the house.
Yeah.
So I was flying.
You know what flying means in dreams?
No.
When you dream of flying, it means you're rising above. Okay, so if something was troubling you or whatever, and you took the high road or you rose above it, it didn't let it drag you down. That's what flying means.
And when
yeah.
I got...
And God blesses me with dream interpretation stuff, too.
When I woke up, I was in bed by flying baby wings.
Okay.
But not in the sky. That's in the house.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know where I was. I didn't see that. I just know I was flying.
That's awesome. Flying is neat. That's neat stuff. How's back row back there? I see three generations in one row. How is this possible? Regular college stuff, right?
I'm calling it the home stretch.
Oh, Brandon's on the home stretch. When your fast when your when's your last class? 15th. I think Melody's is the 5th. I think hers is the 5th of May. I think. Yeah. Scott, gravity. Yes, you're not retiring. Okay. Yeah, I hear you. There's a little, you know, a little jealousy there going on. Yeah. Okay. You should be. Your cardboard check. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Your closer's clearinghouse or the lottery or the. All right. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Bruce, is your lovely bride finally back in town or? Donna's back. That's good. So obviously our prayers for travel, safe travels, and then, you know, God protects, right? You have to ask Bruce about retirement. Don't ask Tom. He's still wishing. Yeah, let's take a quick look and see what's happening on the Facebook side. Chris Trumbull said that Noah heard you talking about praying for him and said thank you. Yeah, we're gonna get in a circle here and pray again here, Chris. If you're still watching and listening, Kyle McNeely is watching. Pastor Kyle, remember he was pastor here at church many years back. And Larry Gallagher is our current pastor, is watching too. How about that? Yeah. Hello, Anita. Hello, Matt. Yes, Cindy. I'm writing Cindy down here for, especially for prayers. We've got a lady on Facebook. God bless her. She's got a heart for God, and she just is. She related when I mentioned I was praying for somebody that feels like she's under attack. And yeah, I know a lot of us are wrestling with that. Bethany is, and I'm scrolling up, so pardon me, guys, as you're watching this, as we're going backwards. Bethany's feeling weak and exhausted and anxious. Yeah, we're going to speak the power of Jesus into you for you, Bethany. No more anxiety, no more fear. Todd Truman. Want to hear what Todd Truman said? People here locally get a kick with that. So here's Todd. Okay, he's got a cousin, Mike Truman, is in the hospital. Low blood pressure in the 50s. Yikes. Carbon dioxide in blood. He said not sure what's going on. Absolutely prayers. So Mike Truman. Gosh, a blood pressure and just get all that restoration. Restoration in the name of Jesus. And Janice for Debbie. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Janice, we're going to lift up Daryl. Daryl and Debbie Abston, absolutely. Let's see if I can go back down here now. Oh, okay. You guys, I got a musical request here. I'm going to have you get this ready for me. Chris Trumbull's grandson, Noah, with the heart transplant stuff, he was actually at one of the gatherings we did. And he loves the song "So Happy Together," all right. And actually, as Chris is asking that, hey, Noah's watching. Can you get that? Bring that up and bless. Can you bring the music up, Brandon? We're going to go ahead and play. We will do that, Chris. We're going to do that. Absolutely, we're going to do that. Absolutely, we'll sing that for him because nothing like song to bring it all together. In the meantime, while Brandon's trying to do all that, let's come on up here, guys. Let's get in a circle and lift all this to God, huh? Because our God is awesome and amazing. We'll see. We shall see. I'm glad he put that on there. Oh, God bless Tiffany. Just watching too. See how good my memory is. Oh, we're good. All right, Bruce. I'm going to put you right here, my friend. All right. Brandy, did you get it up already? Oh, he's going to adjust. Well, you know what? But this is what we do, right? This is what we do. So let's let everybody watch and join with us because we're lifting up prayers. Because you know, the Lord, we thank you once again for Thursday nights. Thank you, Daddy, for those you bring here. I thank you for those just watching on Facebook Live. What a powerful ministry tool this is proving to be. It just lets us share and get the word. And even records it so we can watch it later. How good is that, huh? But Lord, we thank you. We're lifting up so many things right now. And what's top of mind right now is young Noah. And we thank you, Lord, that he's watching right now. Noah, we're going to do "So Happy Together" for you and find that and bring it up so we can play that for you because it's a fun song and we like it too. But Lord, I thank you that you touched Noah right now. You supernaturally touched Noah, taking that young man, that young 9-year-old with these two new lungs. And Lord, we give special thanks and peace to the family of the child who provided these lungs for Noah, you know. How horrible to lose a child, but yet thank you, Lord, that they chose to give that gift of life. So, Lord, we thank you that gift is fully engaged in Noah, that the lungs expand and breathe and connect and function the way God created them to function. So Noah, we speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into your lungs, Spirit of God, breath of God. Breathe in, breathe out. Just every last bit, perfectly perfect, as we rejoice in great news that Chris is going to be posting here soon, because God is awesome and God is amazing. He's amazing. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Tom. You endure a lot of things during the week, brother, and I'm elated for you that you've actually had 3 weeks that have not been horribly trying as others had, I know.
Kind of peaceful.
Kind of peaceful. Okay, I'll work with that. We can work with that. So that's good. Lord, I thank you for my brother Scott. God bless you for being here, man. You always just got it all happening. If you wouldn't keep the beat, I'd be way off base, and Brandon will testify to that real quick. He's nodding his head, isn't he? All right, yep. But thanks for your blessings you bring here, man. And just, we speak the peace of God to you, and that, and taking care of your feet and legs and back and all the stuff. You just get worn out every day anyway, regardless of the stuff you're always dealing with. So, Lord, just special blessings of healing for Scott. Debbie, retirement. End of the run here for this. Running the race, right? Hallelujah is right. Okay, so you've run the race of the worldly race. You still got more to do in the spiritual race here. Not, it's absolutely. But how awesome to be at a point where you can say, ah, yeah, that's good. Congratulations. That's good. Oh, really? Get to work at a Christian book, your friend's Christian bookstore. Fantastic. Inner Blessings? Where is that? In Cheviot. Okay. All right. Inner Blessings Bookstore. That's good. And Linda, how awesome that's your artwork, you know, make it to the auction and that. So we just be great blessings for that whole group. The auction brings the monies that you guys need to bring it all together. Yeah.
So people have art to do.
That's right. So more people can do more art. Or can buy more supplies with it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Fantastic. Bruce, God bless. Great to see you here, my friend. Thanks for your contributions with that. Thanks for your, I'm thrilled to see your lovely bride has made it back, you know, safe. And you're enjoying retirement too, I guess, right? Kind of. I've heard when you retire, you never really retire on that. But Lord, we're thanking you for Brandon's on the home stretch here. Yes, he's on the home stretch. Yeah, get in the picture, Brandon. On the home stretch for that, and that's good. I gotta take a look at this because you're okay. Oh, that was Sonia. That's right. I didn't write that one down. Yeah, I did write it. I didn't write her name. But yeah. But Lord, we're lifting up Sonia with these babies. So Lord, they're at what, 30 weeks? They need to go at least to 34, right? So Lord, we thank you for at least another month where these babies are protected. We're thanking you, Daddy, for perfectly perfect delivery, perfect babies, no complications. Our God is good. Our God is good and gracious. He will. He will. We're lifting up Leroy. I got to look at my sheet now. But I'm good. we're speaking new kidneys for Leroy. New kidneys for Leroy. Because God's got all that happening. That is good. All right, what's happening else here? Oh, Cindy. Cindy, you are a blessed and loved child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The enemy has been working you over in all kinds of different ways, but I've got glorious news for you. You are worthy. You are loved by God, just as in the scripture we shared here today. You are clean in the eyes of God. Right? You are made clean. You are whole. You are worthy. So receive his peace, his love, his joy, his healing, as all that garbage just flees in the face of Jesus Christ. Bethany, I want you to go to Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Which says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, wherever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do, and the peace of God, it shall be with you. So Bethany, we just speak the peace of God. And anybody else here who's watching and listening and dealing with anxiety and stress and fear, Philippians 4:4-9. If you don't remember, just go to my website, gregconrad.com. It's right on the homepage. Because bless God, I was set free from that junk. Todd's cousin, Mike Truman. Blood pressure, other weird stuff going on with it. Lord, we just speak perfect peace, perfectly normal for Mike. Whatever's coming against him, Lord, we thank you that it's gone. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, he is made fully whole, fully whole. And Lord, we're lifting up Daryl and Debbie from Janice, Lord. We're lifting them up for your peace, your love, your joy. There's a lot of stresses and a lot of things that come into our lives, a lot of walls the enemy tries to build up. So I thank you, Daddy, as walls are torn down, as they're just blessed with your love, your peace, your joy, your healing. And you know, my phone's beeping, so let me look to see if somebody else passed one other one here. Make sure everybody still stays connected here, because we're going to play a song. You didn't see the other one? Wow, ticker's on here. That's good. Bethany, you're very welcome. Make sure you go on that. Evelyn's rejoicing. That's good. All right. I think we got prayer request stuff. Oh, Lydia just came in. Well, good. We're going to do a song, but we're going to say the Lord's Prayer first. I just wanted to check that. Get on in here, Brandon. All right. You're funny. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Now, if anybody needs hands for healing, we're going to do that after the song, okay? So stick around. All right, those on Facebook, still keep watching. We're going to spin this around here. Noah has requested to hear So Happy Together. And I think, Brandon, you already got the music up for us, right? I think you did that for us. I got to hit some more buttons. Oh, and he found it for me, too. Thanks, Brandon. That's huge. That is huge. Can you turn this mic off? Switch over to the other mic. Hope Noah's gonna sing along with us.
Oh, what is it? Capo 2?
Capo 2.
Put
Capo on for you.
Oh, no wonder. You did it.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love and hold him tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you all my life. The skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Ba 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 ba. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you and me, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, we're happy together, so happy together. so happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
Oh, so there you go, Noah. I'm sure you loved it. Roger Sapp says here, the turtles evangelize. Yes, God bless you, Roger.
Evangelical turtles.
Evangelical
That's
turtles.
That's our new praise band name.
Oh, Chris says he just got a high five from Noah to us. Thank you. God bless, man. Well, hey, glad everybody could join in. God bless you all. Kathy Edwards got in here. Chris got in. Yeah, all last minute stuff. But God bless everybody. We're really glad you could be here with us this evening. To stay focused on Jesus each day, reject the junk. Ephesians 6:12 declares this, you know, that we've got to go ahead and stand fast. So God bless you all. Have an awesome and amazing rest of the week.